All right, good morning. And as Peter said, welcome to the desert. So we're actually in Monument Valley. That's kind of where our setting is. So if you can't tell already, this past week we had Vacation Bible School, and what a wonderful week it was. We spent the week learning about God's monumental love for us and celebrating his greatness. It was a week filled with music and dance, fun and silliness, because we can't have Vacation Bible School without that, right? Tasty treats and fun sciencey gizmos, but most of all, it was filled with kids on fire for God. This week, we focused on the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. The story of Joseph is filled with love, jealousy, betrayal, lies, suffering, and ultimately forgiveness. On Monday, we started learning about Joseph and his family. He was the youngest son he was the second youngest out of 12, and the favorite of his father, Jacob. Because he was the favorite, he didn't have to do the same work his older brothers did. He was even given a fancy coat, which his brothers were probably a little jealous of, as they had never received something so nice. Of course, Joseph didn't help the situation by constantly rubbing it in his brothers' faces that he was the favorite. I'm sure his brothers probably felt like they weren't good enough, or perhaps even maybe a little unloved by their father. One day, Joseph had a dream in which he and his brothers were gathering grain in the fields, when all of a sudden, his bundle of grain stood tall while those his brothers were holding bowed down to Joseph's. He then had another dream where 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowed down to him. Joseph bragged about these dreams to his brothers, saying that they meant that one day his brothers would be bowing down to him, that he would be greater than them. Of course, that didn't go over too well with his brothers. I mean, why would it? One day, Jacob sent Joseph out to the field to spy on his brothers and report back anything they did wrong. Well, this really upset his brothers, so much so that they threw Joseph in a pit and left him there. They were talking about killing him, but in the end, the brothers ended up selling him to merchants that were on their way to Egypt for 20 silver pieces. As Joseph was bound and taken to Egypt, where he became a slave to Potiphar, who was the head of the guard, his brothers ripped up his fancy coat, covered it in goat's blood, and presented it to their father, saying that Joseph was dead. Like Joseph's family, we all have our imperfections. It's a good thing God doesn't wait for us to show, or for us to be perfect, for him to show us his love. In the midst of our failings, God loves and blesses us. God loves us in spite of our faults. God loves you no matter what. Awesome God! The story of Joseph continued on Tuesday with him as a slave. In fact, Joseph was a slave for 11 years. He worked for Potiphar, and because he performed his tasks well, he eventually became Potiphar's personal assistant. Even though he had to be a servant, things went okay for Joseph, and it was clear to everyone that God was with him. Things went well until they didn't. Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph to do things he didn't want to do. She became upset with him and ended up telling Potiphar that Joseph attacked her. That was a lie, of course, but Potiphar took his wife's word over Joseph's and ended up throwing Joseph in jail. Through all of this, God was with Joseph. The prison guard liked him and eventually put him in charge of the other prisoners. Eventually, Joseph met two prisoners, Pharaoh's cupbearer and the baker. The chief baker. Both of these men had strange dreams that Joseph interpreted for them. God had given Joseph this unique gift. The dreams Joseph interpreted happened just as he said they would. Joseph's circumstances changed wildly throughout his life. We are no stranger to that in our lives, as our lives are filled with change too. In the midst of all that, it's easy to feel disconnected from God. No matter the changes or the storms that we face, God is faithfully beside us, just as he was faithfully beside Joseph. God is everywhere. Awesome God. After interpreting dreams for the baker and the cupbearer, Joseph stayed in prison for 2 more years. To Joseph, 13 years as a slave and prisoner may have felt long and pointless. He might have even felt like the bad guys had won. He had been enslaved, falsely accused, imprisoned, and forgotten. All of this, however, was about to change. You see, Pharaoh kept having these dreams that was so disturbing to him, he was trying to figure out what they meant. And if you know anything about in ancient Egypt times, dream interpretation was a big deal. Kingdoms developed entire guilds devoted to dream interpretation, which is why when Joseph could do this, it was a big deal. The cupbearer who had been with Joseph in prison remembers that Joseph could interpret dreams and told Pharaoh about him. Pharaoh sent for Joseph and asked him if he could interpret the dreams he kept having. Joseph told Pharaoh that it was beyond his power to do so, but God would be able to answer those. Joseph told Pharaoh what his dreams meant, that there would be 7 years of bountiful harvest, but then there would be 7 years of famine after that. Joseph told Pharaoh that he should find someone to oversee the collection of food during the first 7 years. That way, when the 7 years of famine hit, there would be food stored for the people. Pharaoh thought this was an excellent plan and decided to put Joseph in charge. He went from being a slave and a prisoner to being one of the most powerful men in Egypt. As we have gone through this story, we can see how God's hand has guided Joseph along the way. God commands every aspect of our lives, even when it seems as if things are out of control. God is in charge. Awesome God. On Thursday, we took a break from the story of Joseph to talk about a man who didn't just come to save Egypt, but the entire world, Jesus. This day was filled with reverence and self-reflection. We have all heard the story 1,000 times, how Jesus was accused, beaten, crucified, and resurrected. But do we stop to truly reflect on what all of that actually meant? With the lashing of every whip, the pounding of every nail, Jesus showed his love for us. He had the power to get himself off the cross because he's stronger than anything. But instead, he stayed there and took your punishment and mine. Jesus hung on the cross for hours while people made fun of him before he took his last breath and died. 3 days later, when the tomb is found empty, we realize that Jesus has come back to life and defeated death. We know that God is stronger than anything. Awesome God. We rounded out the week with the conclusion of Joseph in Egypt. They were now in the 7 years of famine, and people were coming to Egypt from all over to get food, including Joseph's brothers from Canaan. It had been 21 years since Joseph and had seen his family, and when he did, he called them spies and wouldn't sell grain to them until they brought their youngest brother, Benjamin, to Egypt. To ensure they came back, he threw one of the brothers in prison until the rest had returned. He also put the silver they had paid in their bags just to see if they returned it, which they ended up returning. When the brothers came back with Benjamin, Joseph feasted with them that night and then told one of the servants to hide a silver cup in the bag of Benjamin. The next morning, when Benjamin was being accused of stealing, his brothers stood up for him and told him that they had already lost a brother. If they didn't bring Joseph home, it would surely kill their father. Joseph couldn't stand it anymore and revealed himself to his brothers, after which he wept. Later, Joseph said this to his brothers. He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph forgave his brothers. What surprises us never surprises God. Our great God full of love and joy and hope, continually lavishes surprises on us. These surprises may be as big as Joseph's long-lost family showing up one day. Other times, it might be a vivid sunrise that takes our breath away. Whatever it may be, we know that God is surprising. Awesome God. God's love is monumental, and his greatness is all around us. That is what this week was all about. I hope that you have learned a little bit about how awesome our God truly is. Remember that God loves you no matter what. Awesome God. God is with you everywhere. Awesome God. God is in charge. Awesome God. God is stronger than anything. Awesome God. God is surprising. Awesome God. Amen.